Hi, this is going to be a very different episode. I don't know. I don't know if I should really count this as an episode. There was originally something else that was supposed to go up this week, and then tragedy struck. This is, again, not going to be your typical episode. I kind of didn't want to do this, but I don't know, emotionally it just felt right. Basically, you know, if you've at all looked at news, especially if you're big into entertainment, you've probably heard of Akira Toriyama and his passing. You know, for those of you who somehow are in the dark and don't know who that is, Akira Toriyama is the creator of Dragon Ball Z. On top of that, he, you know, did a lot of stuff. Dr. Slump, provided the designs for Dragon Quest, Chrono Trigger. I don't know if he provided the story for those as well. I don't think so, but, you know, we could, you know, leave it at that. You know, designs at least. You know, he did Sandland, Jocko. You know, there's a lot of stuff that the man has done. But of course, most people know him as the creator of Dragon Ball. And yeah, you know, big figure in a lot of, you know, people's hearts and minds. I mean, there's a whole joke about how he essentially, like how Dragon Ball is so big in Mexico that, like, the cartels would apparently, you know, stop doing stuff while new episodes of Dragon Ball Super were going on. And, you know, there was stuff like that. I mean, you know, obviously a lot of that stuff is probably just made up for memes, but yeah, I mean, the show's really that big. And, well, not even just Mexico, but all of Latin America. And, yeah, realistically, around the world, you know, you got so many cultures that just love Dragon Ball. But even then, it's like, you know, even stepping beyond that, the thing is that the guy really did a lot for entertainment. I mean, again, like, you know, Dragon Ball would be enough. I mean, that in and of its own shaped a lot of, like, what you know as shonen mangas, like the tropes and whatnot. But even beyond that, I mean, you know, before that he did Dr. Slump, which, you know, never got as popular as Dragon Ball did here in America, but it did shape a lot of, like, the more comedy aspects in manga when that was a thing. Didn't last as long as Dragon Ball, of course, but, you know, it still gets brought up every now and then. I mean, they even had an episode of Dragon Ball Super where they crossed over with Dr. Slump. And, you know, for those of you who have never seen it, great stuff. Me personally, I loved a lot of the man's work. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, as a kid, you know, Dragon Ball was definitely one of the more important things that I had seen. I remember watching a lot of Dragon Ball Z in Spanish, and I also had seen the original Dragon Ball, something that here in the U.S., as far as I know, was, well, I'm sure it was, you know, early translations, and I've seen some different translations of it, but in terms of, like, when it got popular with, like, Toonami and stuff like that, it came after Dragon Ball Z, which I'm sure left some people weirded out, because, like, hey, look, Dragon Ball is more cartoony, it's more comedic than Dragon Ball Z. There's still some cool action in there. You know, of course, there's, you know, one of the greatest fights in all of Dragon Ball, whether it's Z, Super, or whatever, is Goku versus Jackie Chan. So, you know, it still had that stuff, but it was more of an adventure-focused stuff thing. And unlike Dragon Ball Z, which a lot of those U.S. dubs tried making, you know, more serious than it was. Like, not that it wasn't serious, but, you know, it definitely, you know, had more comedy than what a lot of us here in America got. You know, they couldn't really edit that out so easily for Dragon Ball. So, of course, it was kind of, I don't know, I guess you could say, like, whiplash for, you know, Dragon Ball Z fans here when they saw Dragon Ball. It's like, wait, this is the prequel? But then again, even if you watch Dragon Ball, then got into Z, it would still be weird, because it's like, hey, look, you know, it starts off as this Journey to the West riff. It's all mystical and whatnot. And then out of nowhere, we find out that the main character has been an alien all along. It's weird, but that was the charm of, you know, Akira Toriyama's work, is that it was unafraid to go weird. Like, even in Dragon Ball Z, you know, you'd eventually get, like, the reveal of, like, oh, yeah, this is the ultimate evil in all of the universe. And it'd be this pink, you know, fat guy with a cape who just likes eating candy. And, of course, there's even more backstory to it, but that's pretty much how we're introduced to evil incarnate in the whole universe. So, great stuff. And like I said, for me personally, I did really get into a lot of Akira Toriyama stuff, you know, outside of Dragon Ball. You know, I saw Dr. Slump as a kid and didn't really get the appeal of it. Then I started rereading some of that stuff as I got older, and I found out, like, oh, okay, this is really funny. It's dirty. It's really dirty in comparison to Dragon Ball, but it is really funny, and it's really goofy. There's a lot of charming characters in it. I really liked Sandlan. I'm glad that that's, you know, finally getting some notoriety. Like, they're doing a movie. Well, actually, it already came out, but here in the U.S. it hasn't, so, you know, that's cool. They're making a game out of it. Cool. Never really got into Dragon Quest. I did get I think it's, like, the most recent entry on the Switch. I think it's, like, Dragon Quest 11, but never really got around to it. I know I mainly just got it because I like the character in Super Smash Bros., so that was kind of cool. Which, you know, hey, you know, people always wanted Goku in Smash, and that's, at this point, the closest you can get to it, so that's pretty cool. Played Chrono Trigger, one of the greatest video games of all time. And, you know, again, that shows you how great Akira Toriyama is. Again, I'm not 100% sure how much he was involved story-wise, if at all. But even then, it's like, you know, the character designs, you know, are just great. And, you know, there's no way that game would have been the same without that, at least. Even if you're not into his anime stuff, like, you know, he still had an impact. You know, of course, even with anime, he still had an impact on there, but he had an impact on video games. So, it's just crazy, and just knowing that the man is gone. You know, he passed away at the age of 68, which is, you know, fairly young. Like, it's still, of course, you know, a full life, so to speak. But, you know, given, you know, how long people could live, it's, like, definitely way too young, and it's crazy. I don't know. I really don't know how I could say anything to really put honor to the man's name. This is really just, as much as it goes, just me venting over my feelings of, like, yeah, man, I really loved a lot of this guy's work. His art was always impressive. His characters were fun. His stories were charming, his worlds were charming. You know, just seeing all the people gushing about it on my timeline just really puts into perspective how much this guy, you know, mattered to so many people, artists and storytellers alike. And, you know, it even highlights, like, yeah, this is why people liked his work. I already knew that the world of Dragon Ball was always, you know, weird. I mean, you know, again, you know, here's this mystical thing, and then out of nowhere, aliens. But seeing people just gush about, like, you know, the details of it really puts into perspective how much it really stood out in comparison to other worlds. Like, a lot of the architecture in the world is unlike anything else. You had a lot of devices in there that were futuristic, yet you had creatures in there like dinosaurs, so it brought it back to the past. But then you had, you know, magical creatures, you had scientific creatures. You had all these kinds of things, and it never, you know, once felt like it was questioning itself as to what it was. It was always so sure of just being the world of Dragon Ball. And to an extent, I kind of hate that I'm mostly going on about Dragon Ball. I know that's his biggest thing, but it's like, you know, again, you had so much work. He had so much work, like Dr. Slump, you know, just stuff in the Dragon Quest, which I wish I could. Now I wish I could say more about it, given that, you know, he's gone. And, you know, I do now plan to at least play that, the one I got, instead of letting it just sit sit and collect dust, but man, it's just a big loss in the entertainment world. It's not just a loss in mangas, it's a loss in, you know, anime, because even if you just consider like, oh well, Dragon Ball was just an adaptation of a comic, it's like, well, eventually he did, you know, work directly with the anime, with like Dragon Ball Super, and of course even, you know, provided the stories for the movies for the most recent ones, which I'll admit that's kind of cool how, you know, we had that live action movie. It was so bad that the creator decided, like, okay, I can't just let the story end here. I'm going to go back and start adding new stuff to the world of Dragon Ball. And I know some people were mixed towards it, but overall, I think most people can agree that Dragon Ball Super and the additions he's made since returning are still charming enough that they're well worth any flaws that may come out of them. I think so. Yeah, like Dragon Ball Battle, you know, Battle of the Gods, Resurrection F, Super Broly, Super Hero, just all wonderful movies. And, you know, I know people were iffy on his upcoming Dragon Ball Daima, just because it's like, oh, look, the characters are turning into kids. Personally, I'm like, look, you know what? The man was always charming in his writing. I look forward to it. And now it just seems so sad that it'll be more or less as, you know, something after his life, just watching it and seeing how, you know, how it impacts us. But yeah, I'm at a loss for words. I really wish I could provide something better than just saying rest in peace and, you know, properly honor his work. I don't know. I thought about, you know, looking at one of the Dragon Ball movies or looking at something that he worked on to do an episode on, but that would take too long. So that's why I'm doing this, just so I can release it, you know, right away. I don't want to, you know, basically wait like almost a month after his passing to, you know, say these words. But that doesn't exclude the fact that I do plan on doing one of his works soon. I'll have to look at what I think is, you know, best. But for now, I do want to say thank you, Akira Toriyama. I'm so glad for all the work that you provided. And I really wish you could have been here longer with us. But I hope you rest in peace. And I hope, if nothing else, that your work continues to inspire us. Thank you.